Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric O'Brien, along with Ken Evans and Sean Desay from Triumph MMA, breaking down everything in the world of mixed martial arts. Another week, another episode of The Ultimate Fighter, and I think it's interesting. For as many years as we've done this, which has been 4 years now for this show, we have not focused on The Ultimate Fighter for this long in a given season because it usually loses steam. However, this season, Sean talked about it last week before he left on vacation on his Facebook page and on the Way of the Warrior page. I don't think that there has been a singular better coach on The Ultimate Fighter than Chael Sonnen.
You know, he talks about sports psychology. He talks about mental preparation. There's a lot of things that this guy goes over, and I know he has a lot of jokes and he's got the wrestling facade, kind of like the speech and all, but when you really watch him on the show, you know, the fights are great, by the way, but when you're tuning in on him, and I'm not trying to compare him to Jones, but you kind of have to because he's the other coach,
right.
It's literally like a professor and a kid who's still in college. You know, it's like that's a huge difference between these two coaches.
Well, and something interesting when you say that, Sean, is I've said this before, and I got to talk to Chael a couple weeks ago, and I told him I thought he's one of the best coaches we've seen on the show. I also think John Jones is one of the best coaches we've seen on the show. And that kind of tells you a lot how far down some of these other coaches were. And we talked to Chael on the show, and I basically brought up the fact that a lot of these other coaches either used it for TV time or they used it as an extension of their camp for their fight that they were going to have at the end of the show. And he basically said, look, I need to concentrate on what I need to concentrate on. I'm not there for TV time. You know, I'm not sure about that, although he doesn't really have problem getting TV time
right.
If he needs it. He said he's there to mentor and to coach, and that's what he's going to concentrate on now. And he makes the time to do that. He's not worried about running out of time. He makes the time to do that. So I honestly think John Jones has been one of the better coaches, too, of the season. He's just being outclassed as far as coaching goes. I mean, I know what are we, 3-3 right now? We're not even, are we? In the fights, I missed last week.
We are not even. We are 4-2.
I think it's 4-2.
Yes.
I mean, still. So, I mean, he's not getting annihilated there, but I know there was a surprise this last week after reading some of the recaps. So,
well,
I find it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody expected Tor to kind of fight the way that he fought. But Sonnen alluded to it early on, saying that Tor kind of lacked. He was the smartest martial artist in the entire house, but lacked that killer instinct. And you saw that. We were talking about it in segment 2 about Okami. When he gets touched in the face, he doesn't like it. He backs up, puts his hands up. And that's exactly what Tor did. Backs up, puts his hands up, and got KO'd because this is not a defensive mechanism.
No. For those at home, Eric's raising both of his hands up like he's raising the roof.
Well, raising the roof or like a field goal. That's not a defensive.
White guy dancing Way of the Warrior.
That's what we do here. But it's been a great season. They, of course, did a mini coaches challenge, which Chael Sonnen won. And I tweeted out as.
But that was like all his idea, though, right? He just walked up to him and said,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That,
it was cool, though.
That, my friend, is sports psychology.
Yeah. I know, so, right? Yeah. Like, he knows what
I'm
going to
beat
doing.
You at this, and you're going to wonder what else I can beat you in.
Well, because you do.
They're not even playing the same game, are they, and John Jones right now?
No, because I think you talked to Sonnen last week, and you've seen John do some other press where he talked about it. When I talked to John in Chicago, he said he's having a difficult time with this because Chael seems so cool, and
you want to be his best
friend.
Like,
you want to hang out with him and like, have a pint of beer and you know, just chill. And then I got to remember that I've got to go fight him later. And on the other side of the fence, while Chael is not, I don't think he's a malicious human being. He's just brilliant.
Yeah,
so on the other side of the fence, he's buttering you up and warming you up. And he's said it on a couple interviews that he's done that. Once the TV part's over, it's back to pro wrestling. Chael Sonnen calling you out about driving your car and all. I mean, it's going to get ugly as soon as this thing is over.
Well, I mean, we talked to him on the show, and he said that essentially, and it took a little prodding here because I think he's focused right on the show and talking about the show. But we pointed out the fact on the show that, hey, you said that John Jones's league's better than Anderson Silva, but Anderson Silva beat you twice. So how are you going to beat him? At that point, Chael Sonnen told me if I wanted to, I could bet everything I had on John Jones, but he was going to whip his ass anyways. I wasn't even saying I wanted to bet anything on John Jones, but Chael clearly knows where he's going to be at the end of this thing, the Ultimate Fighter, and then when he's in the cage with John Jones. John Jones, he's the guy having a tough time with it. Now, maybe his skill level is such that it's not even going to matter when these two get in the cage. I love Chow, but I'm not going to say that he's going to be able to withstand a ton of elbows or a ton of spinning elbows or a kick to the head from John Jones.
No.
But if John is hesitant at all because he's not sure what's going on
exactly.
in there,
exactly,
that could cost him.
Yes.
And you saw the opposite happen when Rampage, who is not the verbal pugilist that Chael Sonnen is, tried to do the same thing to Jones, and Jones wiped it off and then just ran him over for that whole fight. And I don't think he's even in the same league. As much as I agree with you, his skill sets in the cage are better than Sonnen's, for sure. I don't think outside of the cage they're even comparable.
No, they're not. But you know the one thing that was funny about that little challenge thing when Jones lost and he started running away?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear somebody go, Forrest?
Right, exactly.
I was like, yeah, that's awesome. It's a cheap shot, but it was funny.
That's in his head.
Everything's in his head, man.
And, they're doing some great editing. I know Uriah Hall was on Twitter on Tuesday night freaking out because this last episode made him look like a complete
jackass. Uriah Hall, if you're listening, dude, you're doing everything right. You're
sure.
not doing anything wrong. If you're going to go to a table and the guys are going to say, hey, man, you got to be able to dish it out if you're going to, Well, he did. He was being sarcastic to somebody, and they got butt hurt. You know what? Deal with it, man. It's you're.
Yes,
it's not the ultimate trash talker.
No, it's the ultimate
fighter. Get over it, man. Come on.
I do like, however, that we've been able to keep it. And again, we're six episodes in. We've been able to keep it away from
haters will hate, and they're hating Uriah Hall,
yes,
dude.
They will. But we've been keeping it away from the pranks, which I appreciate, and I would love it that if going forward we could never go back to that. However, there was a moment in this last episode where Uriah Hall and all these guys get really philosophical, where I kind of wished for the peeing on the bed pranks because it was just.
Yeah.
There's a bit of stretching happening when we're not fighting because we're not allowing
them. I think I was fast-forwarding
right.
that part.
Somebody please poop in the back of the toilet. Please.
could somebody please break a door? All right. Tuesday nights are The Ultimate Fighter. We've talked UFC on Fuel 8 will be Saturday night from Japan. We'll cover everything on Twitter and Facebook. And when we get back, MMA news, it's Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.